on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The latest deadline before the United States' 30% levy on South African exports kicks in 48 hours, and some government officials are confident South Africa can still swing it in its favor. The tariff had been expected to come into effect last Friday, but Washington moved its implementation by a week. President Cyril Ramaphosa said they would use the extra time to negotiate hard for a deal that wouldn't cripple the economy. He also announced emergency measures to help and guide South African exporters during this turbulent time. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen remains confident and hopeful in what South Africa has proposed to the US.
I don't think it would be necessary to apply the 30% until such time as we have an opportunity to explain that. So I'll continue to work with Minister Tao, Minister Lamola, as well as my agricultural attaché in Washington to make the case why South Africa and the United States need to have a relationship.
Gauteng police have not ruled out links to more cases after a man was arrested in Limpopo following the discovery of a woman's body near Pretoria. Police were alerted to a shallow grave in Esterest last Thursday. They quickly traced the 37-year-old suspect to Men's Village in Limpopo. Masichaba Sifularo reports.
The man was arrested in the early hours of Monday morning in the Mankweng policing area after he was linked to the murder of one woman in Esterest. Further investigations reveal that the suspect is out on bail on an earlier rape charge and is expected back in court for that matter in October. It's alleged the man would lure women into public spaces after meeting them on a dating app and then invite them to walk with him to his house, further coercing them to take a shortcut through a bushy area. Meanwhile, Gauteng police say, based on his alleged modus operandi, the suspect has been linked to at least two other rape cases. The arrest takes place amid a probe into possible links to the discovery of four burnt bodies near the railway in Dennebuim.
KwaZulu-Natal has four new mobile police stations. Premier Thamin Dooley officially handed them over to the police today, saying it signals a serious commitment to improving safety and policing in high-risk areas. The stations will be deployed to crime hotspots including Bulwa, KwaMakhutha, Inanda and KwaMbonambi. KZN Deputy Police Commissioner Phumelele Makoba has urged the communities to look after them.
These resources are meant to serve you as members of the community, served by members of the SAPS. If you see that these vehicles are now doing something else other than rendering services to yourself, you have to then report it to the necessary structures.
And Australia's Great Barrier Reef has suffered its most widespread coral bleaching on record. Scientists surveyed the health of 124 coral reefs between August last year and May this year. They found reefs had been battered by tropical cyclones and infestations of crown of thorn starfish that feast on coral. But the researchers say the number one cause is climate change, with unusually warm tropical waters triggering widespread coral bleaching in 2024 and in the first few months of this year. Durban 20 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Tottenham Hotspur chairman Daniel Levy, hopeful new manager Thomas Frank can get the club competing at the top of the Premier League. Man United have confirmed that they've made an official bid for Benjamin Sesko, and Aldrich Pochida and Eric van Rooyen are the only two South Africans through to the FedEx Cup playoffs.